We've got a great show for you in store today. We recently chatted with a couple folks from Teton Therapy. They stopped by to fill us on all the Teton happenings, as well as their June theme of the first days of summer, meaning the celebrating those firsts that you accomplish after taking some physical therapy, whether that be your first pain-free day, your first day of being able to shower without hurting, or any number of small things like that, those little accomplishments that you got to celebrate. And that's the theme for June, is the first days of June. We had Taylor Middlestat, physical therapy assistant, and Macy Manzanares, marketing specialist over at Teton Therapy and the Lander-Riverton branch as well. They stopped by to give us just all the info on everything that's going on, and just a number of other events they're going to be sponsoring and being a part of over the summer as well. Taylor kind of gave us a background on herself as well, because she's new to the Coffee Time family, but she has been with Teton Therapy for a while, and I do have to apologize. So she's the daughter of CEO Jeff McMenemy, and that was how she was referred to as to me, was Taylor McMenemy. So I call her that throughout, and then she was so polite and so nice. And then at the very end of the interview, she was like, hey, just so you know, I'm married, and my last name is Middlestat. A lot of people get that wrong. And I was like, oh no. And it's a little too late to go back and make the changes, but I do want to address that now. Her last name is Middlestat. So when you go to listen to this and I refer to her as Taylor McMenemy, I had no idea that that wasn't her last name until the very end. We are going to go and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're chatting with Macy and Taylor from Teton Therapy. All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I mentioned before the break, we are in studio today with a couple folks from Teton Therapy. Taylor McMenemy, she's a physical therapy assistant, and Macy Manzanares, marketing specialist for the Teton Therapy Lander and Riverton branch. And Taylor, you work at both branches as well, correct?
I do. I go between Lander and Riverton.
Okay, and I just wanted to make sure I had that correct. But before we talk too much about physical therapy and everything you guys are doing at Teton, how is everyone doing today?
I'm doing good.
We're doing good, Vince.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. Taylor, this is your first time on Coffee Time. We're going to get the nerves out right now and put you on the spot. Just kind of give us a little background information about who you are. I recognize your last name from somewhere. Where do I recognize that McMenemy name?
Teton Therapy.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah, this is the daughter of Jeff McMenemy. She's been involved with physical therapy for a big chunk of her life, being in that family. And you grew up in the Riverton area, correct?
Yep.
So what was that like growing up here in Fremont County in that physical therapy kind of setting?
Honestly, it was growing up in the clinic and stuff, seeing that grow over the years was really cool, because they started off in this tiny little clinic in the back of a doctor's area in Riverton. And then we moved to Teton Athletic Club, and then they got a new building, and then now we're in the big building, the old Jiffy building.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, yeah.
That's in Riverton. It is awesome. It's huge, and there's just wonderful staff. Everyone there is amazing, and it's the same with Lander. But yeah, so.
So it's something that's in the blood. You know, like I said, you're the founders are your parents, Jeff and Michelle, and you've got a brother that's the clinic manager in Lander too. Correct?
Yes.
What's that? I mean, what is that like? I mean, I'm assuming that all the conversations that are always had are usually about physical therapy in that family, right?
So it's funny because, no, we are so busy doing other stuff, especially like everyone's kind of got their own thing going on. I've got two little girls, and so right now it's kind of mostly about them.
Right, right.
But it's funny because people always ask me, what's it like working with your parents and my brother? I honestly do not see them as much at work. It's like passing in the hallway in high school. Like, you see them, you wave, but you go on and do your own thing.
Well, that's kind of ideal. I mean, it just I prefer that kind of independent working. You get along with other people, whether it's family or whatever, but being able to work on your own is kind of nice.
Yes, it is.
And then what can you say for the changes that you've seen? You mentioned going from the smaller buildings to having a big building now. What have you seen in terms of outpatient physical therapy care and just in terms of physical therapy in general over the years?
Well, it's been amazing to actually watch that transition. The therapists are always looking to improve their education and stuff. So there's a ton of new classes that they've taken, I've seen. There's a lot of new equipment that I haven't seen, like when I've previously worked in Minnesota and other places. So when I come home, they're always telling me about this new technology or new stuff that they're doing. And I think that's pretty amazing that they continue to do that. So there's a lot of new stuff that I'm still learning.
Well, that is amazing, because that just shows you that you guys adapt with the times, you change with the times, and are looking for new and better things.
Yes.
What's some of the equipment that was new that you didn't grow up, or that you weren't around?
Well, there's some new, it's a fun little pod thing. So it's for balance though, and it helps with that coordination and stuff, but you tap on it. Really the last thing I remember growing up, last time I worked in the clinic actually, was the biggest thing was the Wii.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Now I don't even know if people still have Wiis anymore. But
if you don't, then you can go to Teton Therapy.
Yes.
You're just showing up for the video games, aren't you, some of these people?
Exactly.
No, that's awesome. And I don't know if you'd be the one to talk on this as well, or if it'd be Macy. We do know that your father, Jeff, is going to be taking patients in the Lander Clinic. He's been doing this for over 30 years. Started out in the corporate setting, but ditched it to open Teton Therapy and his own physical therapy outpatient clinic in 2001. Macy, what can you kind of tell us about what to expect if you're going to be getting Jeff as a physical therapist here?
So a lot of people actually don't know what occupational therapy is. It's different than physical therapy. And actually, in insurance terms, you can take it from two different pots. So say like Medicaid, you get 20 visits for physical therapy and you get 20 visits for occupational therapy.
Okay.
But OTs typically help individuals achieve independence in all parts of their life. So OT gives people the skills for the job of living that are needed for independent and satisfying lives. So they help get people back to work, or help them be able to brush their teeth, brush their hair. And they also treat people with ADHD, mostly in children, but some adults and more. And they also treat adults with brain injuries. So OTs are experts in the upper body, treating shoulder, elbow, and wrist pain. And Jeff has been doing this for about 30 years now.
Okay.
So he's an expert.
He's an expert. He's got it down. Go reach out. And you guys are still doing those free screenings, correct? Or the free consultations, rather?
Yep. We're always doing free consultations. And typically, it's same day we can get you in. And Jeff is in our Lander Clinic 3 days a week. So if you want to see him for a free consult, give us a call. It's 307-332-2230.
And I know going into June that it is the theme. You guys always have kind of themes for the month at Teton Therapy. I do like that and appreciate it. This month is the first days of summer. So what can you tell us about that and what patients can expect if they come in to visit?
So June is the first of summer, and Teton Therapy is celebrating our patient successes this month. So the first time they're able to walk without a cane, the first time they're able to raise their arms above their head, the first time being able to not use their crutches. That didn't make sense.
Yeah. First time not having pain. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. And then with that, so a lot of people are celebrating those big firsts. I know you have some testimonials. You're not going to be naming names, obviously, or anything here, but you've had some former patients and success stories that you guys wanted to go over, correct?
Yeah. So we've had so many. We've had probably 10,000 patients altogether in the past 20 years.
But oh, wow.
We've seen a ton of people improve over the years, too. So these are just a couple little clips of what the patients have told us. I was able to travel to Thermopolis, stopping only once to get out and walk around. I was able to trim my lilac bushes for almost an hour with my arms raised. I can bear my full weight on my leg without crutches. When I first came to Teton Therapy, I couldn't do any physical activity with my ankle, and it was weak. Now I have full motion in my ankle, and it is much stronger. I can run, walk, and jump without any pain. My goal was to be able to play basketball starting June 6th, and I'm exceeding all these goals. I can't remember the last time that I could raise my arms over my head, and I can do that now. My mobility issues have always been a problem for me. My leg strengthening therapy has been a huge plus for me. Being stronger has helped me live a safer, happier life. My shins and ankles are definitely getting a lot better. This weekend, I played a game of tag and I felt no pain. I can run normally and ride my horse with no pain. As the spring farm irrigation season approaches, my left shoulder was letting me know it needed some attention. The realization that I needed to move 100 of 65-pound pipes with an unhappy shoulder sent me to see the amazing occupational therapist at Teton Therapy. After a few weeks of therapy, I had no problems lifting and setting the pipes. Got rid of the walker and am using a cane. Great progress. PT works. So if you're ever interested in adding your voice to our testimonials, start with a free consultation. Again, you can call us at 307-332-2230 in Lander or 307-857-7074 in Riverton, or you can find us on the web at TetonTherapyPC.com. All in all, our goal is just to help people live pain-free and get them back to the life that we want them to live.
Well, I think that's amazing. I mean, hearing all of those stories, hearing those testimonials, just goes to show you that it is the small steps that matter. It's the small accomplishments, not necessarily the, oh, I can do a backflip now. It's, no, I can garden again without feeling pain. Those little life things that make life that much more enjoyable.
Yep. We had one patient. Her doctor had told her that she was wheelchair bound the rest of her life, and she ended up walking out of our clinic within a couple years.
That's huge.
It was
huge.
Awesome. It's great to see those kind of improvements in people.
Well, you guys are just selling me more. We were kind of chatting before, and yeah, I recently had a back injury, and my listeners are probably sick and tired of hearing about it too. I want to get to the point where I don't make, I've noticed that if I reach or if I squat too quickly, this pathetic noise just kind of, it's just, kind of comes at me, and I'm sick of that. So I think that's my goal, my first for June that I want to celebrate if I go get some physical therapy done, is to not make the sad noises just from reaching for things.
Yes. Well, we can always help you if you stop by.
And then how can people reach out to do those free consultations?
You can call us, or you can stop in the clinic and we can set up something, or you can visit us on the web. There is a little portal in there that you can put in which clinic you would like to go to, what your injury is, and how best we can help you out.
Perfect. And then I do know, to wrap things up here for today, that you guys are going to be having a lot of events going on for the summer, the ones that you guys are involved with and ones that you're sponsoring as well. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this last weekend, we actually just did the Fast and the Furious in Riverton. We had a free consult booth and sponsored a 14-person team and helped raise funds for the Critical Care Companion Animal Fund. My dog actually won third place for something, so that was
nice.
Cool.
Nice, that is cool.
Teton Therapy won in a different division as well, so that was fun. And we got two bags of dog food that we're going to donate to the Pet Connection. So
that's awesome.
Fun. And then in July, there's a Challenge for Charities race. That's July 6th from 6 to 10 a.m. in Lander. And we'll be doing a free consult booth there, and we'll have different Teton Therapy employees that'll be volunteering in their other capacities. And then we're also doing the Climbers Festival. That's July 14th through the 17th in Lander. That one's super fun. We did it last year, too, and we had a great turnout. We're doing a free consult booth and a taping booth. And Jason West, who was at our consult booth last year, he will be there again to do the Kinesio taping.
And that's just such a huge event here in Lander. I mean, it's a worldwide event that people come to, so that's cool that you guys get that exposure and provide that service to them.
Yep, we even had people from Cheyenne, so they got to go to our Cheyenne clinic, and we had people from Florida, California, everywhere in the U.S. comes to that, so it's
awesome.
A good turnout. And then July 23rd, we're going to have a free consult booth at the annual pig roast. So this is the second one that they've done, but it's about mental health, so we just want to let people know that physical and occupational therapy is also good for your mental health. If you're feeling better, then your mental health is better as well.
Well, that's just 100% true. I mean, you can get through life moments a little bit easier when you're not in excruciating pain. It's just a little bit easier to be more cognizant of the decisions and steps that you need to take when you're not distracted by pain. So that makes 100% sense.
Yeah, and then in August, we are going to be at the Jurassic Classic. That's August 18th through the 21st in Lander. And we did also sponsor this event last year, but this year we're going to be doing a free consult booth and offering Kinesio taping as well. Jason West will also be there. He is one of our physical therapists in the Lander Clinic. He's an outdoorsman himself, and he really understands the demands put on athletes' bodies as they compete in the outdoors. So we couldn't be more lucky to have him assisting with this event.
And actually, while you've mentioned it twice, what is kinesiotaping? That's something that I don't know what that is. Yeah, Taylor, you want to take this one away?
Okay, so kinesiotaping, it can help with pain. It can also help stabilize certain joints area. So I've done a class before. It's been a couple years, but I have done it. I did it a lot in soccer. I was a soccer player, so shin splints, it really helped with that. A lot of the time just helps relieve the pain, and it gives that patient the comfort. But there is some studies showing that depending on the technique, it just really helps.
Well, and especially with all the athletic events that are going to be going on. I know you said there's a Climbers Fest, the Jurassic
yes.
Classic, which is bicycling and cycling. So these types of high physical activity athletes need these kinds of things as
yes.
well, in addition to folks who just want to live without pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's awesome, though, that you guys have a lot going on this summer. Really appreciate you stopping by and filling us in on all of this stuff. Taylor, it's nice getting to know you as well. We're excited to have you back on Coffee Time again anytime you want to talk about Teton Therapy stuff.
All right, thank you.
Was there anything else either of you wanted to get out to our listeners before we let you go today?
We just want to remind everyone that we offer free consultations in both our Lander and Riverton clinics. And if you happen to be in Cheyenne, we have a location there as well. Our Riverton number is 307-857-7074, and our Lander is 307-332-2230, or you can visit us on the web at TetonTherapyPC.com. We're always looking for ways to help people, so we want to get you living pain-free.
Living pain-free and going to the first days of summer strong. Taylor and Macy, thank you guys so much for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more Coffee Time.